Part 1. 1. Horovitz, you're with Kenny.
Rick McKenzie thrusts a pin sheet into my outstretched hand. 20 old Scottish caddies mill about the window of the caddy shack. It seems like a slow day. I nod to Rick, thank him, offer up a sunny smile. I want to make a good first impression, to charm him, and the smile usually works with most people. Rick does not return my smile.
Get going,
he barks instead. I get going. I'm about to do a shadow round, the final stage of my official Old Course Caddy training program before I can begin earning money. I'll be following a professional caddy around the Old Course today, observing how he operates. Secretly, I'm pretty sure I don't need this shadow training. I've played the Old Course close to 150 times this year. I had the best round of my life, 2 under, the only time I've ever broken par, on these very 18 holes back in December. I've also caddied summers at Bass Rocks Golf Club since I was 12. The way I see it, I'm already qualified. Still, a shadow round is what Rick is requiring, and I tell myself it'll be good to hang with one of the professional caddies to pick up some tricks. In fact, going in, I have a romanticized view of this relationship. I see us as caddy and shadow, teacher and student, father and son even. I find Kenny by the first tee. He is a Scot with an accent so thick, even other Scottish caddies have difficulty understanding him. He has 3 friendly American women in his group, all, like me, from New York City, and I happily chat with them while we await our tee time. My caddy mentor, observing this friendly chat, is all smiles, and I feel my caddy career is off to a great start. As we walk onto the first tee, Kenny yanks me aside, motions to his mouth, and whispers fiercely, "You see what I'm pointing to, Jimmy? Shut it!" The high point of this shadow round, beyond my raking traps and searching cacti-sharp gorse bushes for lost balls, comes on the 15th hole, when I'm told, not asked, told, to run to the Eden clubhouse to grab a bottle of water. Upon my breathless return, the professional caddy takes the bottle, turns to his player, who has, of course, witnessed none of my excursion, and charmingly announces, "Here, Judy, I got you some water." This is not the opening day of my dreams. By 9 p.m., I'm back in my rented St. Andrews flat, and the memory of the day's caddy humiliation is mercifully fading into the recesses of my mind. From my closet, I pull out a crimson-colored packet that's arrived in St. Andrews. There's a bold-faced message on the front cover. "Welcome, in 3 months, to the Harvard class of 2008. I open up the packet, revealing 12 pages of advanced orientation info, move-in dates, freshman year academic requirements, a picture of a dorky kid smiling in pastel green shorts. I really don't need to look at this packet yet. There are still months before freshman registration, but tonight I pore over everything. I'll be living in Weld Hall, the welcome sheet says. That sounds nice. It looks like it's in the middle of Harvard Yard. There's also a laundry room in Weld. Sweet. I count the days till I start. 83. A part of me wishes it were less. I notice my pin sheet from today lying on the bed and tuck it away in my drawer. I realize I'm actually scared to go back to the shack tomorrow. My great-grandfather was a junk man. My grandfather was a truck driver until age 50. My father did all kinds of odd jobs until he was able to earn an adequate living as a playwright. By comparison, I had it pretty easy growing up. I spent my childhood summers in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and from age 9, these summers were mostly spent on a golf course. If I wasn't playing golf or hitting balls until my glove wore out at the pads, I was probably somewhere sulking and wishing that I were playing. I also watched golf on TV religiously. I could tell you everything about Viagra and Lipitor by age 12. Occasionally, I had a job teaching golf to little kids in the City of Gloucester golf program, frequently forgetting our age differences and dropping F-bombs in front of 7-year-olds. I also caddied at Bass Rocks, but more than anything else, my summers meant golf. I guess for me, spending thousands of hours